Today is Easter Sunday, and many churches celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The story of resurrection is given in all four Gospels. And even the book of Acts tells us that Jesus Christ went to heaven and he's coming back. So we cannot read all these four Gospels, but we are going to read from the Matthew chapter 28 and first 9 verses. Please read.
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail, and they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him.
All his disciples, including all these ladies, Mary Magdalene, mother of Jesus, and all of these people went to see him. And if you remember, the Roman people put the guards there, they sealed the tomb and everything. And the ladies were thinking, who is going to open the tomb for us? But as they went there, the tombstone was rolled away. The angel was sitting there. An angel said, come and see where the Jesus was laid. And they saw, and they were excited, but they could not see Jesus. So they walked away. And the angel says, go and tell that Jesus Christ is risen. Think about those people, how they might be feeling. They came to see Jesus, and they could not see it, only empty tomb. But while they were going, Jesus came and met them, and they were able to touch him and worship him. Today, we are going to talk about the death is swallowed up in victory. Now, the death started from the time of Adam because of disobedience. Not only that, God said, the day you will eat this fruit, you will surely die. Surely means surely. There was no other way. But the man listened to the devil. The word of God says, devil is a liar. He is a destroyer. But they listened to the devil, and they lost the glory of God. Not only that, the death, spiritual death, happened quickly. Physical death started from that day. And the word of God says the death was hanging on mankind. Just read the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 14 to 19.
Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. And not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous.
Adam committed sin. God gave him the promise the Messiah would come. Thousands of years passed, but God never changes His word. People were dying without God and without Christ. But the word of God says one man committed sin, and the wrath of God came upon all creatures, all mankind. But thank God, one man, Jesus Christ, died on the cross of Calvary and redeemed you and me. Not only that, He says He went to the cross and He took your sin, sickness, disease, your curse, and He redeemed us from the curse of the law. So there was not a single person in the world can die for mankind. Now some people would say, what, one man dies and how can all men be free? I'll give an example. Just think, we are sitting here and somebody did something. Maybe gave poison to someone, or maybe killed someone, and they call the police. And the police comes and asks, who did it? Not a single person says, I did it. Now, if somebody says, I did not do it, what would happen? They will all be arrested. Because in this four walls, nobody went out and something happened and nobody confessing. Just think that somebody didn't do anything. And he says, take me to jail. Let these people go, because just think that I committed the crime. The police will right away take this man and all the people will be free until the judgment. The point I'm making, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nobody was there to redeem the mankind. But this was the plan of God, that Jesus Christ, His Son, will take our sins, our sickness, our disease, our curse, and redeem mankind. And so, people do not understand, but just think that somebody has, another example I'm giving, $10,000 or $20,000 debt. And now he has to go to jail. But somebody comes and say, here is the $20,000, let this man go free. They will let that man go free. That's the way it happened. Jesus Christ paid the price for you and for me. Just read one more verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 to 23.
But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming.
Okay, now see here what the word of God is saying. Christ died and rose again first. Now there are all kinds of religion in this world. Buddhist religion, Hindu religion, Muslim religion, and many other religions. But if you see, there is, go and search their book. There is not a single person died for mankind. Now somebody will say, our leader died for us. And not only that, they might say he was risen and he went to heaven. Can we believe that? Nobody will believe, because there is no witness. But about Jesus, we saw these ladies were going, Jesus Christ comes and allowed them to touch, and they say, go and tell others. Not only that, each and every disciple of Jesus Christ, they were the living testimony of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And we have seen the first century, hundreds and thousands of believers gave their life for Christ. Nobody will give life for Christ if he was not a real God. Jesus Christ is the real one. And nobody has the power to destroy the death. Death is still hanging around everywhere. People are dying. But we have good news. Jesus Christ is the first fruit. He is risen first. Not only that, because of Jesus Christ, we have the same power of resurrection and hope and faith and promise. Jesus Christ says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. If you believe in him, you will never die. And if somebody dead in Jesus Christ, that person will rise again. And if you want to know that, go to the 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting from verse 13 to 18. We don't have time to read. But the death is conquered by Jesus Christ. Now, Isaiah prophesied about Jesus Christ almost 700 to 800 years ago. And see what he was saying. Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8.
He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Lord hath spoken.
Now this prophecy was given before Christ came. But how many people understood what he was saying? He is saying a couple of things. First of all, he says somebody will come and swallow the death. Means we'll have victory over death. And then he says, those people who are redeemed by God, they will go to heaven one day. And their tears will be wiped out. We read that in Revelation chapter 7, verse 17 and 21, verse 4. God will wipe out our tears. But thank God that prophecy nobody was able to fulfill, but Jesus Christ did. Go to the 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Starting from verse 54 to 57. 54 to 57.
So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks be to God, who gives victory through Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ was only one can defeat the enemy, who is death. The devil is a killer. He's a destroyer. St. John chapter 10, verse 10, what he says, the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus Christ said, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. Jesus Christ is the life giver. He's the one gave us victory over death. When Jesus Christ was on this earth, he raised the people. Now somebody says, okay, Elijah raised the people. Elisha raised the people. The Lazarus was dead for how many days? 4 days. Even the Martha starts saying he might be stinking now. But Jesus Christ said, Martha, didn't I tell you? I am the resurrection and I am the life. And he raised the Lazarus. Now many people will see that Jesus Christ alone has the power over death. Ask any other religious people. They might be saying their God, their relatives, their followers of their God, they do miracles. But you will never see anyone raising the dead. But in Christ, many believers today, they are raising the dead in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you want to have testimony, I have the DVD or CD, I'll give it to you. The man was dead and put it in a morgue, but the lady, his wife, read in the book of Hebrews that the ladies got their husband back. So she said, I will get my husband back, and she started praying. and took the body from the morgue and took it where the man of God was preaching and put it in the basement, and that man came to life. It happens in 21st century today. So that Jesus Christ is risen. And without Jesus, there is no life. We have to believe that Jesus Christ defeated the enemy who was destroying mankind. Now, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, something happens. St. John chapter 5, verse 24, he says, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, what happened? You are passed from death unto life, and no condemnation. Who does that? Jesus. Only Jesus has power to wipe out your death, your sins, your penalty of death and judgment. Nobody can do it. No other leader can do it. And many people are thinking, they don't know, when they say, will we die, what happens? Some people say, oh, our body, our spirit evaporates somewhere. Some people will say, oh, we will go to some other form of other animal. And some Hindu people are saying, you might be going, if you are very religious, you might be going in a cow or some other animal. And someday, if you are lucky enough, you will become a man again. And if you become man again, what happened? You go to the same circle again if you die. That is not hope. There is no hope for these people. But for Christians, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, death is gone. You have hope of resurrection. And we are living for Jesus Christ. And if you have that kind of faith, you have to say, Lord, no matter what, I'm going to hold on to Jesus Christ. The enemy will come and try to deceive you, try to say, don't believe in Jesus. They are all fake. The religions are fake. Religions will tell you do this and do that, and they will take your money and they will do this and they will do that. Don't believe them. Thank God in our church, we don't beg for money. We don't raise the money for a certain project. We don't send the letters to you to collect your offerings or anything. What God is saying, when you're giving to God, give freely, give willingly, not grudgingly. So we are not here to rob you. We are here to teach you the truth, because Jesus Christ is risen. And the Word of God says, if Jesus Christ is risen, if that kind of hope you have, no matter what you have to pay the price, you should be doing it. Go to the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 10 and 11.
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead.
See, this man was an enemy of the cross, killing Christians, destroying Christians. He was thinking he is doing service to God. One day, Jesus appeared to him. What happened? Jesus says, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the prick. And God made him blind. He could not go anywhere. But the point I'm making, when he got saved, when he got baptized, he started preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now he said, doesn't matter, whatever it costs, I will serve the Lord because I want to be with Christ. I want to be resurrected. And if you read that same chapter, he says, all my position, my degree, my wealth, everything is dunk. Everything is trash Only one thing I want to know now. Following Christ and his resurrection. And not only that, I want to tell others, because Jesus Christ has redeemed me. Read the first Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26. He knows that the enemy is defeated. Please read. This is the Paul saying.
The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.
Okay, read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 10 also. Now he said the last enemy is death. Now some people are saying death is already conquered, Jesus Christ said. Okay, read that down. I'm going to say.
But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
Now he said Jesus Christ is the only one abolished death, destroyed death, destroy the enemy, because enemy is already defeated. Where was it defeated? On the cross. And what Jesus Christ says, Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, he says, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. So the death is conquered forever. Now there's some people say people are still dying. And Jesus Christ said, if you believe me, you will never die. And if you are dead, you will come to life. It never happened. And people are saying people are dying. But wait until Jesus Christ comes. Just think that Jesus Christ comes today. What happens? The dead in Christ will rise. And we are alive in Christ. We will never die. And that word Jesus Christ said will fulfill. Jesus did not lie. He said, if you are alive, you will never die. So we don't have to die. People are afraid of death. Tell the people, death is conquered. You don't have to worry about death. If you die, the same second, you will be in the presence of God. No sickness, no disease, no bill to pay, no hospital, nothing. You will be instantly in the presence of God. So the people are afraid of death. Who are those people? The people who are living in sin. They are afraid of dying. They are afraid of police. They are afraid of everybody. They can be afraid of their shadow. But we are not be afraid of anything. What the word of God is saying. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. What it says? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given us power, love, and sound mind. Once Jesus Christ is in you, the fear is gone. The word of God says, the love of God casteth out the fear. When you love God, you don't have to worry about anything. Our God is with us all the time. As soon as you say, Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, please forgive all my sins, wash me with your precious blood, instantly your sins are forgiven, forgotten, there is no record of your sins. And what happens? You are a child of God. The Spirit of God dwells in you, and the Spirit of Christ dwells in you. And you are a real born-again child of God. That person has no fear at all. They can go anywhere. They can preach anybody. They can talk to anyone. No fear at all. When Jesus Christ saved me, before that I was a very shy person. The day I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, all the fear is gone. And then I start preaching on the street. I start preaching in the beach. I start preaching in the churches. I start preaching in the Hindu temple. I start preaching in the mosque. I preach everywhere, morning, evening, midnight, all in the morning, 4 o'clock. Anytime people called me to preach, I never said, I need some time. Can you give me 1 week or something? What the word of God says, you should be ready in season, out of season, anytime Because when Jesus Christ lives in you, you have no fear at all. You have to believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Now, many people say, I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Just like I said other day, people say, I confess my sins, but they never forsake the sin. When they say, I believe Jesus Christ, but they never receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Now, if you go to the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, please read. There is the secret. People have to believe. What they have to believe? They have to believe Jesus Christ died, He was buried, and He was resurrected. If you don't believe Jesus Christ is not risen, you will not have the power of resurrection. Please read that.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
You have to believe Jesus Christ came for me, He died on the cross of Calvary for me, and He rose again. Why? Because our God is a living God. We are not worshiping dead gods. Go and ask some other religion. Buddha is dead. And Buddha said, there is no God. And the Japanese and Chinese, they made Buddha their God. And I was surprised. The Buddha was from India. From India to Sri Lanka. From Sri Lanka to China and Japan and Korea and all these places. And came to America. In America, there are Buddhists. What are they doing? They are worshiping dead man. He was not even God. He said, I'm not God. I was searching for God. I could not find God. I sat under the tree and I start saying, Buddhiyam Sharanam Gacchami. He was saying in Sanskrit. You know what? There is no God. Only your brain is your God. And what your mind says, do it. And that will be your God. And that's why now Hindu people saying everything is God. The tree is God. The snake is God. The dog is God. The cat is God. Everything alive in the world, they are gods. And Buddhist people, they don't want to even cut their hair. They say, oh, there might be something there and we'll dead. I'm not going to cut it. And they don't wear slippers. They say, if you're walking on the street, some creatures, I'll step on it and they will die. So they think like they are holiest holy people on earth. I met one of their priests one day. And he was in the hospital. And there was a sign, do not disturb. And his followers were sitting there. I said, come here, let me talk to you. Who is there? Oh, he's our priest. He's a holy man of God. I said, do you believe that you should not be killing anything? He said, yeah, that's what we believe. But if you take the medicine, you're killing germs. Thousands of germs will be killed. So, your religion is false religion. Because you tell somebody, don't do it, but I'll do it. The point I'm making, there are so many false religions, there is no hope. But our religion is not a religion. Our religion is a person, Jesus Christ. He's the one told us how to love, how to live, how to tell others about Jesus Christ. If you don't tell anybody, they are going to die in their sin. And the Word of God says, I will require their sin to you. When I was in high school and I heard one preacher saying, if you don't tell somebody, that is in book of Ezekiel chapter 33, you can read. He said, if you don't tell somebody who is a sinner that confess their sins and turn to God, if that person dies without somebody telling him, so then their sins, God will require you. I said, I'm living good life. I'm a good child of God. Why should God punish me about his sin? I didn't understand that time. But now I understood. You remember Jesus Christ came after the grave. I told you even Good Friday. Breathe on his disciple, that is St. John chapter 20, 21 and things like that you read. Here he comes and breathe on them. And what did he say? Receive the Holy Spirit. What he was giving his own spirit, own power. He said, go and preach now. And then he said, please read those verses, please. St. John chapter 20, I want to start reading from verse 20 or so.
And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained.
See this? First of all, he says, my Father sent me to preach, and I did it. Now I'm going to tell you to do the same. But what is the message? Tell them to repent of their sins. Tell them to confess their sins. But if you don't tell them, they will die in their sins because you're holding them a captive. If you don't tell any of your neighbors, their house is on fire, and if you don't say, come out, and you stand there, police will come and arrest you. They'll say, you are the one set the fire. The point I'm making, the Word of God says the world is on fire. People are dying without God and without Christ. And if you don't tell them, it's our responsibility. Otherwise, God is going to punish us. Somebody says, how come? If you didn't get a chance to talk to somebody, he's not going to say anything. But you purposely say, this man is a bad man. I'm not going to tell him about God. You're holding that person hostage. Other day, one Muslim man, he was Al-Qaeda or terrorist and things like that. And somebody ministered to him about the Word of God. He got saved. And now he's telling others. Now, the Syrian people, where so many Muslims scattered here and there and got killed and everything. And I heard other day, some Syrian people start saying, we don't want Allah, we don't want any God. And they don't want any God. And some people said, well, we are going to follow Jesus Christ. And many people became Christian. And then Syrian people start saying, you know what? We were going to say, give us a separate place and things like that. But we are not going to do that. We are going to spread the gospel to whole Syria. That's the way it works. Once you have life of Christ, you cannot live quietly. Let's go back to the book of Romans, chapter 10. Start reading verse 13.
For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Now, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord, that person will be saved. But read a little bit further, verse 15.
And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good tidings.
See, here is saying, once you are born again, child of God, we already read in this chapter, verse 9 and 10. If you are born again, if you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it is your duty to tell others. And if you tell others, what happens? He said, your feet will be beautiful. Tell somebody about Jesus, and your feet will be beautiful. This is also prophecy, like I told you. Isaiah said about the death is swallowed by victory. Same way Isaiah preached. Let's go to the book of Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7. And people didn't know who this person And who was doing this, preaching the gospel of peace?
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth.
Now, you have to read the whole chapter. That chapter will tell you about the millennium and things like that. But the point I'm making, who is this man was preaching the gospel of peace on all the mountains? Jesus Christ, the Sermon of the Mountain. Sermon is very famous in the world. All Hindus and Muslims and other religious people, they want to read that Sermon of the Mountain. So the Jesus Christ was preaching, and one time thousands of people came and they stayed there for 3 days. And Jesus Christ says, you know, I have compassion on these people. If you send them hungry, they might die on the way. Go and buy some food for them. They say, oh, we don't have that much money to feed all of these people. But one person said, I found out there is 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Is that enough? He said, that's fine. And he prayed and multiplied it and gave it to 5,000 men. And the 5,000 wives and 10,000 children. So now more people were fed with the 5 loaves. And 2 fishes. So the Jesus Christ not only preached the gospel, he fed the people. That's why the Christian people are called the bread basket of the whole world. America is giving food to all countries. Why? Because Jesus did it. So preach the gospel, feed the hungry. And those people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Today, this CBN, they go into places to places and give them water. The other day, they were saying one lady was walking 7 hours to bring water. Can you imagine 7 hours to going and 7 hours to coming? Whole day is gone with a bottle of water. And that water also is not a good water. CBN people came. 700 Club, put the machine there, and the water started flowing. And now that lady, you have to see this, all the jewelry and everything, and all this farm and animals and everything. And she said, thank God that CBN people came and helped us. Many people will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We are not only preaching the word spiritually, but physical food also. That's Christianity. We have to take the example of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, whatever he did, he said, whatever I did, you do also. And somebody said, how can we do what Jesus Christ did? Whatever he said, he is not a liar. Whatever he said, it works. And I believed. I said, Jesus Christ says, heal the sick, raise the dead. I didn't raise the dead yet. But one, the lady was pregnant for 9 or 10 months. She went to the hospital for deliver the baby. And doctor says, your baby is dead. You go home and we'll call you because I have another ladies to deliver their baby. And she was waiting for the call. 24 hours passed. Doctor never called. And I was just passing by from her door, and she and her mother, both mother-in-law, they're both crying. I said, why are you crying? She said, this is what the doctor told me. My baby is dead, and I'm worried about that poison. The baby's poison will kill me. Now she is not worried about baby, she's worried about her. I said, do you know the story of Lazarus? Now that time, no story you want to hear. She said, I know the story, but that was then. I said, Jesus Christ is alive today. I'm going to pray for you and your baby will be alive. I laid hand on her stomach and I said, your baby is alive. Go for the delivery. Baby didn't move. Nothing miracle happened, but she obeyed. I said, don't go to the same doctor. If you go, even the baby is alive, he'll kill. Because he wants to make sure that he said it right. Go to another doctor. She went to another doctor, deliver the baby girl. The point I'm making, I did not raise anybody from the grave, but God gave me grace and faith to believe if that is the tomb that girl had. The womb was her tomb. But Jesus Christ raised that baby out of the tomb, our womb. The point I'm making, this is the mission God has given to us. Preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead. And he says, I'll be with you until the end of the age. Jesus Christ is coming. And the people who do not believe Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they are still living in sin. Let's read the one word, last word. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17.
And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins.
See, if the Christ is not raised, your faith is in vain, and you are still in your sin. So if any Christian tells you, I don't believe in resurrection, give them the word. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. And if you don't believe that Jesus Christ was buried and resurrected, you are not a Christian. And you are still living in sin. Because my God is risen. And we have the message. What did Jesus Christ say to those ladies? Go and tell. So the first evangelist, who is? Ladies. The first lady committed sin, and the first lady got the message. Mary Magdalene had the seven demons. Jesus Christ cast her demons, and she is the only one looking for Christ. Not mother of Jesus. They went there and they came back. But the Mary Magdalene said, I'm not going to go anywhere until I see Jesus Christ. And she saw Jesus. And some Bible says, do not touch me. Some Bible says, do not cling me. But I believe that do not touch me. Why? Because he said, do not touch me. I did not go to my Father yet. Your Father, my Father, your God, my God. So he was trying to say, I'm going and then come back. So Mary Magdalene, he did not allow to touch. And now these ladies are going and Mary coming and say, you know what? I saw Jesus. What the mother of Jesus would say? Are you crazy? You are seven demons? Maybe demon telling you something, you saw something. Why I cannot see? I am the mother of Jesus. I'm the holiest one. I didn't see Jesus. You might be lying or you might be seeing something. Meantime, Jesus went to heaven, took his blood, put it in the most holy place. They didn't believe. Right away, Jesus appeared. And they did not question anything. They just fell on their face. And Mary, mother of Jesus, bowed down to Jesus and worshipped him. And if you want to know, when the day of Pentecost, the word of God says 120 people were sitting, and one of them was Mary. Mary has to receive the Holy Spirit just like others. In the gospel, it says Jesus appeared to so many people. How many days? 40 days. He was telling everybody, I'm alive. The word of God says he was giving the proof that he's alive. So what the message? Go and tell. Jesus Christ is alive. The death is conquered by Christ. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for you have given us the message of salvation. Message of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus is alive. And he's with us. He has given us the power of resurrection. If Jesus Christ comes today, we don't have to die. We will be transformed. But as long as we are living in this earth, we want to tell others about Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, have mercy on us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Please be seated.